I am Tom Kelly. I'm standing here with Kieran Owens, former QM board member. We're just been going over the history of some elections that we've been through, and Kieran was telling me a story about a QM election from a very long time ago.
Yeah, so I heard this when I was on QM board, but someone won the presidential election by their stick was find a bathtub in the street, fill it with baked beans, and then just go sit outside the QM for a day, and they won it. They just came out of nowhere. Apparently, that president was one of the best ones ever.
Baked beans, it's a sure sign of like someone who's really thought about critically thought about the election.
It comes with the fruit versus sweets question. I think it falls under fruit with the tomato sauce. Yeah, I think that's where it's going with that. But it is quite sweet. I don't know, extra sugar in it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that Heinz like put in massive amounts of sugar in almost every product that they make.
Well, especially in the olden days, that's how they get you hooked.
It's a dodgy practice. I remember actually, I once ran for QM board back in the day, and I had a tent with me that I'd set up, and I was holding a sign that said, "Ask me about my tent," an attempt to cut through the noise of the rest of the people, because people would stop and go, "Why is that tent there?" And I'd be like, "Because I'm running for QM election."
It's no bathtub, but it's something.
I don't think it won me a lot of votes, but it definitely got the people to stop and resent me afterwards.
And you could have just done that by being a QM board member to get the resentment. How I ran for QM board was, instead of sweets, it was like me versus like 13 other people. And I was like, I'm never going to get this for 7 positions. I managed to get in there like mid-table with no help. It was just me on my own. Got there by using bubble wrap instead of sweets or fruit. I had some sweets. I had like Astro Belts, cut them out in little bits. Boom, there you go.
You should have put the sweets in the bubble wrap, because then people could have had the satisfaction of popping the bubble wrap
sweets. Huge amount of money to like run some sort of bubble wrap sweet. That's our business opportunity right there. Why has this never been thought of?
Yeah, we're actually going to get right out of journalism and just go right into making bubble wrap sweets.
I don't even think we're really in journalism to begin with here, John.
I think that's fair. Thank you very much, Kieran.